racing.
Welcome to Mocker's Mail.
This is the big one of the year.
Proudly brought to you by Mintbet. Make a game of it.
What a race!
Mail that finds the rail.
What a finish! An electrifying race!
Yes, we are back. Happy New Year, punters. Happy New Year, Mock.
Thank you. Welcome back to us. It's been a while.
It's been a long while.
Been a long, hot summer.
Horrible scheduling, personally. I mean, I'm going to be rusty nonetheless, and we're coming off the long weekend as well, which really makes it risky.
Well, you look fresh, if nothing else.
That should be. That's a compliment, I guess.
Yeah.
How you been, mate?
I've been really good.
You've been tipping a storm as well in the WhatsApp groups, I feel.
I have. When we last spoke, we were coming off a double bagel on the Thursday and Saturday nights. That doesn't deserve a tune.
Bit of a self-applause.
And we had a really good win in the last week, which we didn't get to celebrate. And we've had a profitable January in the tips on the WhatsApp group and in through Twitter X, largely thanks to Dottie's gift, an old friend of ours. So, no, we're going well. We're going well. We had a good win last week on the Thursday night. Our best bet of the night was Riversdale Mick, who we put up at $6. And he was short and late, and he won really well. So he got us a profit. We broke even on Saturday. We're going well.
Well, I'm happy for you, mate. You seem very happy about it.
I'm ebullient.
But sometimes there are things that just get you down, aren't there?
Mocker's Mongrel.
Now, there's been about a month of Mocker's Mongrels.
Yeah, but I'm in such a good mood that, you know, the mongrel in and of itself, I'm not fussed about. I just was trying to talk people out of it last week. For a dog that's just been in putrid form, and the punters keep coming for it's the mongrel's poor Gunner, who is a pretty talented puppy out of the Delbridge yard from the Wheelers, who have all paws in front of their dog's names now. And he had a really, really fast win back in, what was it, August or thereabouts in at the Meadows, and he had a little spell, and he's come back from a spell in December. He's now had 8 starts from a spell. Cop these for starting prices. $1.95, $2.30, $4, $3.20, $2.70, $3.60, $1.90, $2.50, and $2.60. How many of those
races? Are you talking about explicit there or?
Just about. How many of those races do you reckon he's won?
Oh, I'm assuming, considering he's in the mongrel, none.
Zero. In fact, he's placed once in his last, what is it, 11 starts? And the punters keep backing him. I put something up on Saturday morning, actually, just saying, the robots have come for poor Gunner again. And they did, and he was opened at 6. They smashed him into 3. He ran 6th of, I think, 6. It might have been 7. I don't know why people keep backing him. I'm having a really good run being against him. But for the people who have been jumping in at the $2.50 or thereabouts on poor Gunner, he's a real mongrel.
Fool me 8 times, yes. Almost.
So if you've been following him, you'd be really up in his grill. So the mongrel, for better or worse, is poor Gunner.
Well, I'm happy we got that out of the way, mate. That's, that's poor from poor, very poor. But let's get into the lighter side of things and let's start tipping some winners.
Who's a good boy? It's Mocker's best mate.
Now, for the many new listeners of a new year, we will explain that the best mate is your best bet on the card. It's the one that you can trust most.
Absolutely.
Rarely lets us down.
Yes.
And who are we going to?
That's true. We're going to race 4 at Sandown on Thursday night. It is a restricted win final. They ran the heats at Warrigal last week. And there's a dog in this who is already a city winner. In fact, he's a very, very impressive city winner before he went for his win in the heat. It's number 8, Overland Boy. And yes, we're starting off the best mate with the pink at the Sandown.
It's always risky, isn't it?
It is always risky, but I think the risk is pretty low here. I think Overland Boy is going to come up pretty short. He won, as I said, here at Sandown 2 weeks back in a very handy 29.39 in a restricted 2-3 race. This is not a heap stronger than that. He won his heat by a good 2.5 lengths, even though he had a little bit of an issue off the mat. He mustered up beautifully. He ran the fastest heat time. He's won 4 of 9. He's placed 2nd 3 other times. He's better than them. You might get a little price because he's drawn out in the pink and he's probably not going to lead. But I think if he comes up even money, we're in good shape. I've rated him a fair bit shorter than that. I've got him around the $1.55, $1.60 range. I expect he'll win and win comfortably. And we're just hoping for a price to get on board. So Best Mate Race 4, number 8, Overland Boy.
Where do you see him in the run, mate? Where would you like to see him at the first turn?
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of pace inside him. The 7, My Name's Evelyn, who had a run on Sunday at Sale, and she wasn't flash away, which gave me a little bit more confidence there. If he can get across her early on, the speed's in 2 and 4. I'm hoping he posts up 2nd, 3rd on the outside there. He doesn't mind a little bit of room on the outside. And if he's in clear running 2nd or 3rd at the post, he will round them up and surge away.
Very good, very good. Even though it is a new year, punters, we will preach the same message. Just remember, imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. That's the Best Mate out of the way. Now we look a little wider, something that he's still quite confident in, but with a bit more of a price.
Value.
Who are we going to this week?
So race 10 is one of the grade 5s. It's not a bad race, but I think it's a pretty shallow one. And there's 2 main winning chances to my eye, and the market's definitely going to come for one. So we're going to be for value with the other. We're going to be with race 10, number 4, Shani Secret. And she's got reasonably good early pace. She's got that middle draw and a little bit of a left stepper outside her. If she doesn't get away well, she might find herself in trouble. But the other pace is in 3. Who's going right across number 2 High There Frank, who I think is going to be the favourite. He always gets found in the market, High There Frank. I can't quite catch him. I can't get him to the sort of prices that the market tends to dish him up at. He's a good enough dog, and if he doesn't have trouble early, he's going to be hard to beat. But I reckon they dish him up in the 250 range. I've rated him 425. I've rated Shani Secret 450. So I've got him really, really close, and I think she's the one that's going to come up a reasonably good price. She's very capable of leading. She's won here and placed 4 other times from 9 goes, and there's not a lot of speed outside her, and there's not a lot of dogs who are legitimate metro-class dogs here. So if she can get the jump on High There Frank and he gets a little bit of trouble early, she steals a march. She's the one to be with. So the best value, race 10, number 4, Shani Secret.
Very much you, isn't it, mate? Going against the grain, against the majority.
Well, you know.
Sticking to your guns.
Yeah, well, you know, if you stick with the market the entire time, you're going to lose at the rate the market takes out the percentage. So you've got to take a position.
Never a true word spoken,
exactly,
I've heard.
Right.
Here we go. Well, we're moving on to the Bolter. Now, the Bolter is, it's not quite a throwing a dart at a dartboard, but, you know, it is, you are trying to find a big price, big winner.
Correct. And as you always say, when I neglect to do so, I usually want to try and find these dogs at each way prices and take an each way position, because, yeah, they might not be the best dog in the field, and rarely have I rated them on top, but they're well mapped and can certainly run it out and run into a top 3 slot.
Well, let's get to it.
Which dog we watching this week, Mock? It's Mocker's Bolter.
Where are we going?
Race 7, grade 5 over 595, and they won't be hanging this in the Louvre. It's not a good race, to be perfectly blunt. There's a couple of good dogs that are drawn middle to outer. There's poor Frederick in 4, who I like, and is stepping up to the 600, but he's finding ways to lose. We've got Mr. Easy, who I've rated on top in 6. He's got a sticky draw. The Bolters, race 7, number 3, Miss Mary Jo, named after great US tennis player Mary Jo Fernandez, I'm sure. Now, she's been in really good form, actually. She had a win here in Metro Company in a restricted final a couple of weeks – actually, it was at the Meadows a couple of weeks back, but has run 3rd here at the Sandown 595 before in pretty good time, in reasonable class behind cashing out. And then she went to Warrnambool, stepped up to the 650, and it was just a little bit of a bridge too far. Back to the 595. She's got a good record. She's got – okay-ish pace, what I hope she can get across the 2 and find the rail early. And in that sort of situation, she's going to be 4th or 5th through the first turn. There's a lot of dogs here who are going to be weak late. There's a lot of them stepping up in trip for the first time and are going to be in that real pain locker past the 595 boxes the second time. Hopefully she's the one sticking on best. I've rated her in the sort of 550 range. I reckon you get $8 or $9 about her. We'll find out when the prices come up. But the Bolter is race 7, number 3, Miss Mary Jo.
Well, if the Bolter was like throwing a dart at a dartboard, this next segment is very much like finding a needle in a haystack when it comes to winners.
Line 'em up, punters. It's Mocker's Multi.
This certainly is not something to follow. It's more rather just a little bit of interest for Mock, something that he likes to challenge himself with weekly.
You're really pumping it up. New year, new me. We're gonna land these just for fun here. Yes, the multi didn't have a great 2025. unlike most of the rest of the stuff we did, but you know. It's an interest.
I'd backed your New Year's resolution to be to drop it, but you know, you've kept fat.
We're 4 weeks into the year. Well, surely everyone's New Year's resolutions are in the bin already. But let's get to the multi, get it out of the way. We start in race three. Race three is the first grade five of the night, and it's a stinker. And in box one is number one, Just Divine. Coming across from South Australia in the Lanigan Kennel. She's run, run some fabulous times, at Mount Gambier, run some times that are basically top class times around that track of the 5.12, whatever they run around at Mount Gambier. Lands in the red box, got reasonably good early toe, gets to the fence. Bebop Jazz outside it is a reasonable dog, but the rest are not up to what I think is Just Divine's class. I'm hoping I can back him. Rated in the 245 sort of range. I think he just wins. So first leg, race three, number one, Just Divine to win. Just to make it harder on ourselves.
I don't mind it. It's confident early.
Speaking of dogs that can fly from the red, we go to race six, which is the free-for-all. Number one, Stormy Day. Now, Stormy Day has not been a friend of ours. It's very fair to say. But if there's one thing he's good at, it is jumping from the red and getting out and going. He's got a sensational red box record. He's in a really strong race. He's got Zipping Gorillas, Orly Bale, Joey the Jet, but they're all drawn on the outer. They've got Silky Sauce in the four, who's got reasonable pace and can hold a line off the fence in straights, keep them all busy. Stormy Day gets the Butte map. And it's Group 1 winner, can run super times. He might not win, but we're going to have him for top two. And then we roll ourselves out to race eight. Number one, Utrillo Bale, mixed 4.5 over the 5.95. I think it's pretty much a two-dog race, whereas Bale in the two, Utrillo Bale in the one. Gets a beautiful map as well on the inside, Utrillo Bale. To me, just the slightest worry at the back end of the 5.95, so I'm going to have him top three. So rounding that up, any race multi. Race three, number one, Just Divine to win. Into race six, number one, Stormy Day, top two. Into race eight, number one, Utrillo Bale, top three.
I like it, mate. It gets progressively easier as the night goes on.
Yeah, back to red, get ahead, as Bart Simpson said.
Well, I'll be doing the box challenge, I would have thought. That's all I'll say. Now we have the signature move, mate. The blast in the last. You would have, when you listen to the Sandown Greyhounds broadcast, you will hear Dan Hibbert.
And yes.
Most often, when you do get up, he uses the phrase blast in the last. So let's see if you can land another one in this new year.
It's the blast in the last. Mocker's signature move.
I had the feel for Dan last week. He was about to launch as we had the winner in the last, and the dog zoomed up on the inside. And he actually had to call the race. It still got there, so he landed the blast. But
Are you saying that he's not taking his job seriously? He's taking his mind off the job now.
No, he's just
he wants to
work in our signature move, and he's been doing it beautifully when the opportunity presents itself. And I think he gets an opportunity here. Last race, pretty basic setup. Number four, Poor Summer, has been in really good form around this class. Ran a very strong second behind Poor Ollie last week. They needed Binoculars to pick up third behind that. Before that, strong win at the Meadows, strong win at Sandown. Somehow finds itself in the last race, grade five. Tiny bit of pace outside, but he musters really well. And he ran a 5.14 last time. And if he runs that, he'll be in clear air and he'll just be too fast for them. I'm not expecting a super duper price. I've rated him about $4. He'd probably come up shorter than that, but I don't want to be against anything to beat him. So the blast in the last. Race 12, number four, Poor Summer.
Very good, mate. That's Thursday's action at Sandown covered. How about we look elsewhere?
The early word.
I see Queensland has some good racing for us, mate, tomorrow night.
Albion Park has a couple of ripper races on Thursday night. The Gold Bullion Final is on for our sprinting stars, and, of course, the equivalent for the stayers is the Gold Cup, We'll start, and there's Vicks everywhere. There's five Victorians.
I've seen a lot of dogs I know. Irish Millie, Ethanol Water.
Yes, Ethanol Water was sensational in her heat win, as was a really impressive win from Black Silence. So he came from off the pace and ran super, super time there at the top of the market. Friend of the pod, Irish Millie, of course, Group 1 winner herself.
Yes.
In the white kennel with the Sharky ownership, so drawn beautifully and won, has a good chance there. But, you know, I've always been a very, very big fan of Ethanol Water, and from that draw she finds the fence and she'll be super hard to
$2.90, a fair price?
I'd say so. I tend to be against Black Silence down here just because I don't tend to find run-on dogs very often. And he's got more traffic to get through and a tougher field to get through, and he's a little bit close to her in the market. So in the $3 range, I think you can play Ethanol Water. And then into the Gold Bullion and those heats last week, I don't know if you saw any of those, but there's some superb performances in the heat. None better than Vincent Bale, who was having his first look at Albion Park and absolutely flew around. But there were plenty other good ones. Good Odds Copper in the Reds probably going to come up favourite just because of the draw. I don't think he's quite as good as the absolute top line Vicks, but he can offset that from the gate. Bit of value in Morton, I reckon. Now, Morton didn't win his heat, but I thought he ran on really, really well. I don't mind him from that sort of wide draw. He does have warm cockles outside if he can cause him a bit of trouble, but he's in the $14, $15, $16 range, Morton. We know he's a star when he gets it all right. He might be the one you can have a little play on at odds, but, you know, top pick for me, Vincent Bale. But two terrific races at Albion Park tomorrow night, the Gold Cup and the Gold Bullion, so do look out for them.
Very good, mate. Anything else to cast our eye to?
Well, there's a Group 2 Launceston Cup on Monday night. There's no one that is familiar to Victorian followers, but a really strong race from a Tasmanian perspective. So while we're playing with the Sandown Provincial meeting on Monday night, we can have a look at what's happening at Launceston. A very long-range early word for next Monday.
And no doubt you'll have a tip for us in the WhatsApp group, I feel.
No doubt.
You'll be locked in now.
And even slightly longer into the in the binoculars, we have the big meeting coming up next Saturday at the Meadows on the Saturday night, the Tim Lee, the Rookie Rebel and the Zoom Top 3 Group 1s as we get ready for the Australian Cup Carnival. So the Stars will be back in town at the Meadows next week, and another great 3 or 4 weeks of racing coming up there. So there's no rest for the Greyhound punters. There's no off-season. They just keep flying around the Stars, and that's to our benefit.
You just took a month off, but anyway.
Oh, apart from all the money I've been making.
Well, Mark, very good episode. I'm keen for all the winners tomorrow night. I will say to our listeners, we will be changing up a bit over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be very heavily focused on our socials and the group chat, the WhatsApp Mocker's Mail group chat. So please make sure that you get into that. Either message our socials. We'll make sure that the link's easy to find so you can get on there, speak with Mock, you know, pick his brain maybe. You know, I'm sure you've got a bit of insight to give.
Lots of advice. I was just being asked for some health advice about what supplements to take from the chemist.
Considering you're sitting in front of a bowl of chocolates, I would say that is not needed.
Yes, exactly right. I told him to look elsewhere. We'll be not betting in that race.
Very good, Mock. Well, thank you again, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, good man.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another cracking episode proudly brought to you by MintBet. Make a game of it. Be sure to check us out on socials and head over to mintsports.com.au for the freshest entertainment in sports.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place?